Hey, you found YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. Sad news, everybody. This is the first of my last three episodes for YouthCast. But you know what? We're actually winning because I have saved the best for last. This week's feature has been sitting on my back burner, waiting for the perfect moment to be delivered to you. Piping hot and with just the ingredients you wanted. Ooh, I do believe that's the first time I've used an extended metaphor for my introduction. Embarrassing. Anyway, that extended metaphor is referring to pizza and how exactly it might get to your belly, which might be by way of a delivery driver. Ah, the mysterious life of a pizza delivery man, finally captured in his natural habitat by Alex Malmude. What I like about this documentary is the smooth, non-narrated path that it takes. We hop in and out of the car, meet customers, gossip, headbang, talk smack about our coworkers, and just have a good time. We know how radio works. No way this was recorded in a single night. But Alex's editing chops take us out for one epic night of boredom with the pizza guy. This is Pizza Time, by Alex Malmude, produced while she was at the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
Pizza Time. Can I get your phone number, please?
Yeah.
All right, and the last name?
Let's rock and ride.
Hi, my name's Tom. I deliver pizza for Pizza Time in Portland. I enjoy candlelit dinners, long walks in the park. We're delivering to the Econo Lodge behind the main mall. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. We got 2162, man.
All right.
Do you drive the truck?
Yeah.
See, I always see it there, and I was like, oh, I must see that. My car is a beautiful 97 Ford Escort. It has a beige racing stripe down the hood for absolutely no reason. It's got a coat hanger for a hood ornament because my car's always broken and I have to hang my jacket on something when the hood's up. It's got no passenger seat in the front, so I can deliver pizzas more effectively. It's horrifyingly reliable and gets great gas mileage. Pizza time. Mozzarella sticks.
Ta-da.
And...
pizza!
Handmade.
I think that you could probably keep the five as a tip.
Everybody likes pizza. Pizza is an anytime food. I can make a pizza tonight, eat half of it for dinner, wake up tomorrow morning, put it in my toaster oven, and eat it again. I could eat pizza all the time. Just made $9 delivering those two pizzas. You gotta be their best friend in the... 30 seconds that you talk to them. That's how you get tips. All pizzas are created equal. The way they come out is not up to me, it's up to the oven. That pizza I made earlier, it looked so amazingly badass. I was proud of that pizza. If I could hang that pizza up on my wall, I would. I mean, granted, this pizza looks good. I'd like to see a little bit higher crust, a little more rise maybe, but I know it's gonna be delicious, so it doesn't really matter. Pizza time. I can find enough magical things to do to pizza and change it around enough using basic ingredients and eat it all the time. I can make breakfast pizza now. Like, I couldn't make it before. It was hard. It seems pretty basic. It's not. Don't fool yourself.
111. Yeah, these people are sketchy as shit. You can just hang out the car for a sec. It's like straight, it is boxers. Like,
walking around his boxers all creepy. Who answers the door of our pizza guy in their boxers? Yeah, Sherman Street's sketchy as fuck. I've heard stories of pizza guys getting jumped on Sherman Street, but as long as you can walk tall, no one will fuck with you. It's all about how you carry yourself. But, so I got $2 for delivering the pizza and then a $3 tip, so I made $5 driving out here, plus $5.25 an hour. And that's how I get away with working 3.5 days a week. sometimes we get like the rich customers in Falmouth, but most of the time it's like in town, Portland, Grant Street, Sherman Street. Usually the welfare people. I know that sounds horrible. We always go over to one lady, and her apartment just reeks of cat piss. And it's horrifying. It's like you're sitting there holding your nose, trying to be as polite as possible, because she's a nice old lady, and she never tips, but whatever. I'm probably the only person she talks to that whole day. I see pictures of her kids, like, hanging on the wall, but they're all grown up. I don't think they really visit her anymore. It doesn't look like it, at least. Whatever. I'm not gonna fuck with you. Pizza Time is awesome. I've quit there. I've quit twice, two or three times, and I always end up back at Pizza Time. They accept the fact that I come in fashionably late every day. I don't have to wear a uniform. That's awesome. I don't do well in jobs with uniforms. I like driving. I drive like a bat out of hell, because that's what I enjoy doing. I'm gonna get out of work, go home, take a shower, walk my dog. Probably gonna drive around. I know that sounds ridiculous. I drive all day for a living, and then I want to go drive around at night. But I get to go drive wherever I want. I like driving. I know it's weird. Don't judge me! My schedule says noon to 9-ish. That's why they don't give me shit when I show up late. They know that I'll stay, you know, if they need me to stay till fucking 1 in the morning, I'll stay till 1 in the morning. Then I'll have a life. I go home from work in a happy mood. Fuck my life, let's go. Nobody gets mad at me. Nobody yells at me for anything. It's all the same people over and over again. I guess if they tip me more, I like them more. Oh, he's using a cut through. You're cutting through. Oh, okay, I get it. Because you missed the turn. Yeah, you run the show. Fucking jackass. Nobody knows how to drive anymore. That's the extent of my night. Pretty exciting, huh? Life of a pizza boy. Non-stop thrills and epic tales of fucking boringness. Giving up.
That was Pizza Time by Alex Malmude, produced while she was at the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies. Alex is actually a master at this type of editing. Head to our blog at youthcast.org to find some links to more recent work of hers, where she explores a love-hate relationship with on-demand movies and TV. You've been listening to Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. In our usual social media plug, we've got tweets and Facebooks. Facebook.com/generationprx and twitter.com/prxyouthcast. Get on it, everybody. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.